Whenever we are reading the Bible, it's always a good practice to try to figure out how two passages fit together. Because the Bible is not a series of commercials where one thing has nothing to do with the next. We should ask ourselves, how do these fit together? And what is it that God wants to tell me by putting these two things next to one another? You see, because Christians, in our gospel reading for today, it has two parts. First of all, we hear of the healing of two blind men. And in the second part, we hear of the reaction of the crowd and of the Pharisees to the healing of a mute man. So we need to ask ourselves, what is it that ties these two things together? Now, we might say right off the bat, well, healing. Right? Because there's a healing in both of them. Jesus, in the one, heals the two blind men, and then he heals the mute man. So maybe that's what ties these things together. And of course, that is true. But it doesn't actually tell us very much at all. Because, after all, there are all kinds of healings in the Bible. And tying words together just because they're the same isn't always very helpful. We want to focus on the idea of the passage and not just the words. So we should stop and think a little deeper about what ties these two things together. Well, in the first part, we hear of two blind men who cry out after Jesus. They call on him to have mercy on them as the promised son of David. And these men follow him into a house where he asks them if they believe that he is able to do this for them. And of course, it's one thing to play the odds and hope that the gamble pays off, but it's another thing to actually believe it. But they do believe it. They firmly believe that Jesus can do this. And so Jesus answers them in a simple way. In verse 29, he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And Jesus opened their eyes so that they were able to see. Even though they had been blind, they saw the truth about Jesus. They saw that he was the promised son of David. And they saw that he could do these things because he was the one who had been sent from God. And in the second part of our reading, we hear about a man who Jesus healed by casting out the demon that was making him mute. But notice how on this one there isn't a lot of detail. I mean, even the first one has more detail than this one. Because Matthew mentions it so matter-of-factly, we can see that it's really meant to be not the main focus. The healing is just the background. The real focus here, Christians, is the reaction of the crowds. They marvel at what has happened, because it's not every day you see a man who is able to make a mute man speak. But the Pharisees among them do not marvel. We're told in verse 34, the Pharisees said, "He casts out demons by the prince of demons." Even though they just saw him do it, even though they saw him perform the miracle right in front of them, they still reject him. They refuse to see that he is the promised son of David. They refuse to admit that he has the power to do these things because he is the one who has been sent from God. So then, Christians, what ties these two parts together is the contrast between them. In the first part, blind men see the truth. In the second part, those who claim to know the truth are in fact blind. In the first part, they recognize that the power came from on high. In the second part, they say that the power came from below. In the first part, blind men have faith. And in the second part, the Pharisees do not have faith. Faith leads us to see Jesus rightly, but a lack of faith leads us to not see Jesus rightly. And so our reading then shows us both realities. It shows us what happens when we believe, and it shows us what happens when we do not believe. But once we see how these things fit together, Christians, it's also good to consider how they fit into the rest of the Bible. Because all of this works together. All of it tells us something about the meaning in one individual part. And if we come to some conclusion in one part that contradicts another part of the Bible, we can know that we have not yet found the truth. So if we say, for example, that the blind men somehow chose to believe, that they chose to believe in Jesus first, and that Jesus was simply responding to what they had done, that would contradict what we hear in other parts of the Bible, such as when Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, "By grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God." Faith is not something we do that God then rewards. Faith is His gift given to us by His grace. And we can see that these blind men had faith even before they heard that Jesus was coming. A faith that led them to cry out for mercy. A faith that led them to call on Him as the Son of David. A faith that led them to follow after Him, and a faith that made them trust in His power to heal. They already had this faith, and that's why they reacted the way that they did. The Pharisees, on the other hand, did not have faith, and that's why they reacted the way that they did, choosing instead to trust in themselves and even to blaspheme God. But Christians, if faith is a gift of God, and if these two men already had it, even before Jesus came, well then, where did it come from? How did they come to believe in the first place? Simple. They heard. People had been talking about Jesus and everything that He was doing. And this news, this talk, also came to these two men. They heard all about the miracles and heard everything about what He had said. And in the moment that they heard, God opened their hearts and gave them a living faith. A faith that led them to run after Him when Jesus passed by. Faith comes by hearing, as Paul says, and hearing through the word of Christ. In fact, Christians, this is how we all came to faith. We heard the words of the living God. And when we heard those words, God gave us faith in Him. We will never see God rightly unless we first listen to what He has to say. That's why we listen to the Bible. It's why we listen to the Word when it is proclaimed. Because by listening to God's Word, we see Jesus. And in this way, we enter into eternal life. But if we refuse, like the Pharisees did, if we choose instead to just believe whatever we want, regardless of what God says, or if we treat God's word as something unimportant, as if it was not the one thing needful. It won't be long before we become blind too. And then when the hard times come, when we become blind or sick or lame, when we grieve or we suffer, then we will wonder if God really can help us. It will even lead us to blaspheme his name and say that all of these things that are happening to us are meant for evil and not for good. We become spiritually blind because we refuse to hear. And the longer we refuse, the blinder we become. But Jesus has come to open our eyes by proclaiming to us the words of life and truth. And when we listen to those words, Christians, when we lay hold of his promises, then we will see that he is indeed the promised Son of David. We will see that he has come to take away our sins. And we will see that he is with us always, even to the very end of the age. We see Jesus rightly through the faith that he has given to us in the hearing of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who opens the eyes of the blind so that they may see, take away our blindness so that we may see you as you are and be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.